explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion.
Radio gets results. Radio gets results.
That's 1-800-205-6245.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have Lynn Marzulli with us, who's written a wonderful book called Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And you know, if you look at what's going on over in the Near East, indeed in the Middle East, and you stop and you think about it, it doesn't make sense. Certainly, there are many chances after the 1948 war, when Israel was established, to have set up a land for the Palestinians. It could have been out in the Sinai Desert, get water to them. Certainly the Israelis were able to take the area in Gaza and convert it into a wonderful and productive area. The Muslims could have done that, but there has never been an effort to solve the problem. There's always been an effort to create the problem. Mm. Of course, the Palestinian army was trapped in Lebanon, I think it was in the early 1980s under the Reagan administration, and were about to be annihilated by the Israeli forces. Why, of course, the America demanded a ceasefire, and then got the French to transport the PLO army, what was left of it, to Tunisia, and rearm it and retrain it and refurbish it, and then move back so we could continue the war over there. So basically, if you go back to 1983, when the American embassy in Beirut was bombed, and then the Marine barracks and 240 Marines were killed, who was responsible? Why, Hezbollah. And we knew that. If you read Robert Baer's book, See No Evil, you'll find out they knew the attack was coming. The American State Department, American intelligence, and did nothing to warn the Marines and left them there to die. Now, why didn't we go after Hezbollah at the time? Well, because they were the remnant of product of the Iranian National Guard. And the Iranian National Guard, established by the mullahs, was really the Shah's secret police that had been trained by the CIA. That's what the Iranian National Guard was back in 1983, and that's what it still is today. An organization originally trained by the CIA. We hear President Bush going to the Middle East recently and saying how we were really concerned about democracy and freedom for the Iranian people, and yet if you go back to 1953, it was the CIA that overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh and established the Shah, who was not a democratic organization. Understand that nothing going on over there really makes sense today. And today we're sending money and we're sending armored personnel carriers to the Palestinian terrorists that will be used against Israel in the coming war. If you look at what's going on, it doesn't make sense. So there must be another explanation, because if a war comes, there will have to be supernatural intervention to preserve Israel, or Israel will be destroyed by the tens of thousands of missiles that are today aimed at this small little land along the east coast of the Mediterranean. Well, with us, of course, is Lynn Marzulli, and Well, Lynn, certainly as you, I know you are watching very closely what's going on over in that area. And do you ever get this feeling that a lot of it doesn't make sense?
First of all, Dr. Shen, thanks for having me on again. Really appreciate it. And yes, the Middle East conundrum continues with absolutely no solution in sight, in my opinion. And, of course, some of this is I believe, directly linked back to biblical prophecy, where it says very specifically that Jerusalem will become a stumbling block to all the nations. And, of course, we see that now literally, I believe, fulfilled in our generation. We see that Jerusalem, let's say 150 years ago, basically no one could care less. At the time when Mark Twain wrote about it, it was very desolate. All of Israel was pretty much a wasteland. This is, of course, before the turn of the 20th century when the Jews began to come back into the land, and also the latter rain began to fall. In other words, it hadn't rained in Israel really since the diaspora. So almost 1,800 years without rain, earthquakes and plagues of locusts. I mean, nothing would grow. It's phenomenal when we take a look at history, an 1,800-year history in the land of Israel. We see that it was basically not inhabited by people. Sure, you'd have nomads would come in and wander off, but nothing would grow. There was literally no rain, plagues of locusts and earthquakes that were just off the hook. All this, of course, is recorded. And then we see in the early part of the latter part of the 19th century, early part of the 20th century, the latter rain begins to fall in Israel. The Jews begin to emigrate to Israel, which is the beginning of Zionism. And Jerusalem, all of a sudden, now, 100 years later, basically, has become literally a stumbling block to all the nations. And that's exactly what we're seeing now. We see that the Hamas and Hezbollah and the likes of Iran are saying, you know, we must liberate Palestine from the Zionist oppressors. And of course, all this has been completely rewritten historically. If anyone just goes back and does a little bit of research, we can see that the Palestinians actually had their homeland, which was called Transjordan, or Jordan at the time. And it still is inhabited by about 75% Palestinian in the nation of Jordan. Interestingly enough, the Palestinians are able to settle in Israel, but there's not one Jew in the land of Jordan. In other words, you can't be Jewish and live in the state of Jordan. So we see this utter hypocrisy where the radical jihadists and the Arab world basically are always railing against Israel and peace for land, we must regain Jerusalem. And yet we go back 150 years and this supposed sacred site, the third holiest site of Islam, supposedly anyway, it's pretty much neglected until the 20th century. No one really gave a hoot about it at all until the Jews began to come back, and all of a sudden this was, now we have to regain the Temple Mount and we have to do all these things and kick the Jews out. And what's amazing is the Jews literally have a claim to the land. They've always had a claim to the land. The WAF, WAQF, has gone in and done illegal digging around the Temple Mount. And they actually deposited hundreds of truckloads of dirt. They just dug into this area, took the dirt, and dumped it in the Kidron Valley. And, of course, you know, the Israelis are completely aghast at this because they're disrupting all sorts of archaeological evidence. It took a year for this archaeological student, I forget the gentleman's name, to get permission to go in and get the dirt and retransport it to another area, which is, it took him a year to get the permission. He got the permission, he raised the funds, and took all this enormous amount of dirt and debris that had been taken from the Temple Mount and began to sort through it, and lo and behold, he finds...
Hold that thought,
Lynn. Okay.
Hold that thought. We got a break coming up.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry and Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and of course we have pictures, not true pictures, but they were drawn by a gentleman who was over in the Holy Land in the mid 1800s, and you know, as you look at the pictures that he was drawing at that time of Jerusalem, there was nothing around it. I mean, It was just sitting there with the walls and the dome, but the surrounding area was all barren. Today, of course, it's all built up with all sorts of hotels and residential areas. But in those days, 1850, not that terribly long ago, why, of course, absolutely nothing. The land was barren, just as Lynn described. So, Lynn, go ahead, pick up the story.
I'd love to. This is actually taken from Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, my new book. And basically, it's in the chronology, sort of like an introduction of Israel. And this links back into what we were talking about right before the break, and I'd just like to take a minute and read it because it's really fascinating. And it talks about the WAQF, W-A-Q-F, which is the Muslim organization that administers Islamic holy sites. And now they basically went in and they began to dig this large pit. And let me just read it because it really illustrates the point. In November 1999, the WAQF, the Muslim organization that administers the sites, Islamic holy places, opened an emergency exit to an ancient underground chamber of stone pillars and arches known to Jews as Solomon's Stables and to Muslims as the Marwani Mosque. Ignoring fierce protests from Israeli archaeologists who said priceless artifacts were being destroyed to erase traces of Jewish history, the WAQF dug a large pit, removed tons of earth and rubble that had been used as landfill, and dumped much of it in the nearby Kidron Valley. Zaki Zweig, a 27-year-old archaeology undergraduate at Bar-Ilan University near Tel Aviv, showed up at the dump a few days later. Though Israeli's archaeological establishment had shown no interest in the rubble, turn the page, Zweig was sure it was important, especially after a WAQF representative told him to leave. In 2004, after 5 years spent getting a dig license and raising funds, Zweig and Barkey, his lecturer at the university, had 75 truckloads of rubble moved to a lot on the slopes of Jerusalem's Mount Scopus. The first coin they found, Barkey said, was one issued during the Jewish revolt that preceded the Roman destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in 70 A.D., imprinted with the Hebrew words, Freedom of Zion. And then I write, the article sums up the tension that exists at the Temple Mount today between the WAQF, who control the mount and refuse to acknowledge that a Jewish presence existed long before the Dome of the Rock was built, and the Jews who point to archaeological finds like this as proof for a right to be on the land. To quote Gershom Gorenberg in the same article, dig a centimeter beneath the debate over antiquities, he said, and you hit the debate over whom the mount belongs to. And a centimeter beneath that is the war over whom the entire country belongs to. And the reason why that's so important, Dr. Stan, and it links to what we were talking about right before the break, is that Israel has always had a Jewish presence in it. And we can trace just by the archaeological evidence that there, long before the Dome of the Rock, which was built in the 7th century, was constructed on the what was the remaining of the Temple Mount, the Jews had the first and second temple. The Jews had long been established in the homeland. And, of course, archaeological evidence, it just abounds. But, of course, what we see here is the fact that, and the more I research this, is that the radical jihadist and basically the Muslim street, the Arab Muslim street, they don't want any Jew in the land. So it's not the whole idea of peace. You know, we hear this all the time in our silly media in this country. You know, peace for land, peace for land, peace for land. And the bottom line is that is such a lie, because if Israel gave up the entire country, they still wouldn't be satisfied. They want every Jew, they meaning the Muslims, want every Jew expelled from Israel. They want the death of every Jewish man, woman, and child in Israel. The fact that Israel exists at all is the problem. They actually, there's a name for it, and the Arabs literally celebrate this. They call it the Day of Catastrophe. They celebrate it every year. What I mean by celebrate, they mourn and shoot rifles into the air. They call it the Day of Catastrophe, meaning that the day that Israel actually became a nation. And, of course, what our the American press and the, basically the world neglects to tell most people is that after the fall of the Ottoman Empire in World War I, the Middle East was carved up. Modern states of Jordan, Syria, and Iraq were literally, and Israel, of course, were created by the Brits that came in and carved up this Ottoman Empire and created these nation states. And they gave Israel, with the Balfour Declaration, they gave that land for the right of the Jews to return, their ancient homeland of Israel. Of course, this fulfills, and this is just amazing when we think about this, this fulfills the prophecy of Ezekiel 37, that I will gather you from the four corners of the earth and reestablish you in your homeland, which, of course, in my opinion, begins this end-time prophetic clock. Until 1948 and the Jewish state of Israel being established in their ancient homeland, the time of the end, you really couldn't say it had begun. In other words, the end times, to me, hinges on the fulfillment of the prophecy of Israel being regathered back into the homeland. And, of course, that's exactly what we see happened in Israel in 1948, which is the fulfillment of that prophecy, which is just absolutely phenomenal. And you know, I think we have to look at this and realizing that these prophecies are being fulfilled in our lifetime, that Jerusalem now, getting back to my original point, indeed has become a stumbling block for all the nations of the earth. You know, it's Jerusalem constantly being heralded in nightly news. There's always something happening. Car bombs, the Temple Mount, who owns it, what's happening. You know, the WAF coming in and doing illegal digs, the Israelis trying to root out terrorists. I mean, this thing just goes on and on and on. And as you said in the introduction, Dr. Stan, it really is a conundrum. No one has a way out of this thing, and anyone who comes up against this thing, it literally is crushed by it. We see Condoleezza Rice going in there, or George Bush saying, you know, we're going to have this two-state solution with the Palestinians having their homeland and the Israelis living side by side in mutual, you know, peace and all this and harmony and all this other nonsense. And it's just absolutely a lie. There's no way that the PLO is ever going to be satisfied until all of Israel is under their control. In other words, until every Jew is expelled from the land. And that's why we see the saber rattlings and the mindset of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, when he says that Israel is a withered tree soon to be uprooted by its roots and cast into the sea. Ahmadinejad makes no bones about it, that his mission in life is to eradicate Israel from the map, wipe it off the map. And interestingly enough, the Palestinians just came out with a new map of the Middle East, and Israel is now called Palestine. They don't even acknowledge the Jews' right to return, or the fact that this land was given by the United Nations, and the Palestinians had their homeland, by the way, once again, to reiterate, of Jordan. That's how it was carved out under the Brits after World War One. But all this has been obfuscated by the media, which, you know, is always talking about the plight of the Palestinians. And the fact is that there really is no such thing as a Palestinian. There's no Palestinian language, per se, or culture. All this has been invented by the Arabs to basically, the end game is to drive the Jews out and create this false idea of a Palestinian homeland, which is just, the more you read about history and how this whole thing came down, you realize that this whole thing is just a canard, a ruse set up by the Arabs and the Muslims to basically, because the Jews are in the land at all. And of course, that's what they're trying to do, is move them out and eradicate every last man, woman, and child in Israel.
But you see, Lynn, the United States has played a key part in this. I mean, we have been funding the Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
We've been, you know, supplying weapons to the Palestinian army. At the same time, we supply weapons to Israel. And today, we supply $3 billion a year to Egypt so that they can build up their military in preparation for the coming war. We sell sophisticated weapons to Syria and Saudi Arabia. These are the kind of, you know, missile-guided bombs or radioactive, pardon me, bombs you can guide to their targets. And also, you know, our most sophisticated aircraft are to Saudi Arabia. Why would we be doing these things? I mean, who is Saudi Arabia going to attack? Are they going to attack, Abu Dhabi or something like that? Why does Saudi Arabia need this massive military? Well, I think they need it for the coming war with Israel. Certainly, when the war comes, there's a tremendous amount of, agitation over there to go back to this fundamentalist form of Islam, which was actually financed by the CIA and the MI6, I mean, trying to indoctrinate people and bring back this radical form of Islam. They've done a good job. There's tremendous unrest in Saudi Arabia. And, if Saudi Arabia ever goes to war, there could well be a revolution there that would overthrow their government. Certainly the same thing will happen in Pakistan. And the radical form followers of jihad will now have nuclear weapons in Pakistan. And then we'll have to go to war with Pakistan to keep the radicals from having those nuclear weapons. And I mean, the whole area is just on the verge of chaos, and so much of it has been actually created by American foreign policy. How could we be so stupid unintentionally? Why would we be giving money today to the Palestinian terrorists? And yet we are. At the same time, we're giving money to the Israelis. Unless, of course, there are forces working behind the scenes, preparing this area for this terrible war that lies ahead. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm actually researching material for the next book, and the working title basically would be something like The Mystery of Iniquity. And really what I get to is that in Paul's day, when he writes, the mystery of iniquity is already at work, and this, the mystery of lawlessness. And what I think the church in general, We kind of look at this idea of the Antichrist, the rise of the Antichrist, the man of sin, the son of perdition, whatever you want to call him, the beast rising up from the nations of the earth. And we don't realize that there's a cabal, there's a group of people that have been actively seeking this and attempting to push this agenda forward throughout the ages. And that's, you know, Dr. Stan, in your book you talk about secret societies, you talk about the Masons and the Illuminati and the Knights Templar and all these other organizations. And it's a wonderful book. It's sort of like a primer to anyone who's interested in this whole idea. But what we see is that all these different groups have one thing in common, really, without, and some of the initiates, of course, don't know it until much later, that they worship the god of war. They worship the god of basically Lucifer, Satan himself. That's who's behind all these different secret societies. And, you know, Satan, in my opinion, as Paul writes, the mystery of iniquity is already at work, and this mystery of lawlessness has been at work through the centuries, through the ages, from the time of Paul's writing almost 2,000 years ago until the present day. And so what we need to do, and Dr. Stan, you're always talking about the story behind the news, and that's what we need to look at, that there is there is, in my opinion, a Luciferian conspiracy, a Luciferian endgame, if I can use that term, which, by the way, is a subtitle of the book, The Coming Great Deception of a Luciferian Endgame. And what we see is that these forces, this diabolical force, has been actively engaged in the affairs of men and steering it and pushing it towards this moment in history where the rise of the son of perdition, or the Antichrist, as most people know him, basically Satan incarnate himself, is going to manifest on this planet. And what most people need to realize is there's a cadre, a cabal of people that are awaiting this, that are hoping for it, that have literally laid their lives down to promulgate the manifestation of this man of sin, this Antichrist, the son of perdition. And so what we see, in my opinion, is, if I can use the word, like a Luciferian dialectic. In other words, you've got a conflict, a counter-conflict, and a synthesis. And I believe that the affairs of man, the affairs of this world, are all pushing or rushing towards this one moment in time that the Bible speaks of in the time of Jacob's trouble, this seven-year tribulation period. The Bible speaks of it prophetically more than any other time in history. And the Bible gives us very clear messages and prophetic statements that when this son of perdition, this Antichrist, rises, this will initiate the 7 years of tribulation. And I believe this conspiracy has continued for thousands of years to bring this out.
We'll be back in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli right here, American Freedom Network.
Year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better. Limu mui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting limu mui, 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.com.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Dan Mack here, and I think Lynn's absolutely right. I believe that there are forces that are moving the Middle East towards this great conflict, which I think is coming, and whether it's Near East, Middle East, or the whole area is just going to go up in a sheet of flame. But ladies and gentlemen, America will not be able to sit back and be isolated as we have in the past. After all, in the past, we've had oceans on either side, and there was no way people could come to attack us. As Lincoln had said, talking about an attack, of all the forces of Europe and Asia and Africa combined could never make a mark on the Blue Ridge or take a drink out of the Ohio River, not in the trial of 1,000 years. And then he went on to say, then at what point should we expect the approach of danger? And if it ever reaches, if it can spring up among us, it can never come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, then we ourselves must be its authors and its finishers. As a nation of free men, we shall live through all time or die by suicide. And I would like to suggest that we are dying by suicide. Our leaders have faced with 10,000 missiles that the Russians have, nuclear-tipped missiles. We have 6 interceptors up in Alaska. 6 interceptors against 10,000 missiles. We have destroyed the anti-ballistic missile system we have. We have no defense against a nuclear attack. We have no civilian defense. We have no food supplies. We have a bankrupt government in Washington, D.C. How could you get yourself into that position unless there is some sort of master plan for the destruction of our country? Well, before we go on, Lynn, I'd like you to get your website out and tell people how to get copies of your book.
Thanks, Dr. Stam. The website is www.spiral, like a spiral staircase, or the DNA spiral, Spiral of Life, www.spiralofLife.com, spiralofLife.com. You can also call 310-457-5564, 310-457-5564, and someone can get your order over the phone.
All right, fine. So it's an excellent book, and, of course, it covers many of the things we're covering this morning. And so as we look and see this, it's almost as if it's a fulfillment of the prophecies that were laid out in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And for our listeners out there, get your Bible out, read Ezekiel 38 and 39, and you pick up the story there, Lynn.
Thanks, Dr. Stam. Just getting back to this whole idea of the mystery of iniquity and how it's going to dovetail into the prophecies of Ezekiel 38 and 39, which speaks of, at towards the end of days, the latter years, there'll be a confederacy of nations coming up against the land of unwalled villages, which, of course, is Israel. And, Dr. Stam, I've been on your show before, and I've talked about this very specifically, and just a quick thumbnail sketch of this whole idea of a land of unwalled villages and the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy for those listeners who haven't heard this before, that one of the most key phrases in that prophecy of Ezekiel 38, and very enigmatic, written 2,500 years ago by the prophet Ezekiel, when it speaks of this confederacy of nations coming up against the land of unwalled villages. In the ancient world, the land of unwalled villages was just completely unheard of. The first thing you would do if you wanted to have a city would be to build the highest, thickest, tallest, strongest walls around that city you possibly could to keep the invaders out and keep all your foodstuffs and your women and children and everything else that you held dear and important to you safe. So that's warfare was fought in that way. An army would come in and lay siege to a city, sometimes for a year or two, and usually starve the inhabitants out. And, of course, that's exactly what happened in AD 70 with the Romans. With the advent of the airplane in modern warfare, all that type of citadel, if I can use that word, became obsolete. So what we see now in Israel literally is a land of unwalled villages. Now, there is a fence and certain parts of it, which isn't completed, by the way, to keep the Palestinian terrorists out of Israel. But for the most part, Israel truly is a land of unwalled villages, as is most of the modern world. We don't surround our cities of, let's say, Los Angeles with a 50-foot-high wall like they did in the ancient world. It'd be an absurdity because you can take an airplane and fly over the wall and drop a bomb. So you don't need a wall. You need to defend yourself with missiles. But getting back on point, Ezekiel 38 and 39 specifically talks about this war happening Confederacy of Nations coming up against the land of unlawed villages after Israel has been regathered from the four corners of the earth. What amazes me about the church in general, and we should be the vanguard, we should be yelling this and screaming this from the top of the mountain that surely the Lord's coming is soon, because the prophetic landscape is being set for this. We see this prophecy being literally fulfilled right before our eyes, and yet the church for the most part is asleep, and of course the world is more interested in the antics of Britney Spears and biblical prophecy. But the church has done a great disservice to the non-believer, because we don't know, and we're not looking, and we're not trumpeting this like we should be. And basically, the whole purpose of writing this book is to warn the church, to wake the church out of its slumber, but also to give an answer to the non-believer of what is happening in the Middle East, to make some sense out of this conundrum of Israel and the surrounding nations that want to destroy her. And of course, this links back to Ezekiel 38 and 39, which specifically talks about, in the latter days, a confederacy of nations coming up against the land of unwalled villages. This confederacy of nations is being formed right now. We can see it with the vitriol, certainly from the second nation listed, which of course is Iran. And as I quoted earlier from Mr. Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, Israel is a withered tree, soon to be plucked up by its roots, thrown into the sea, and it goes on. His vitriol is his monthly statements. You can actually track the things that he says, the vituperative remarks, if I can use that word, against the nation of Israel. So we see that this is, in my opinion, this is shaping up. We can see that the nations listed in Ezekiel 38 and 39 are in lockstep with this prophecy, and this is going to come down. And of course, what happens is God will intervene. Whether that means a great earthquake, as Ezekiel 38 is described, or later on in chapter 39, where it talks about the bones being not disturbed for 7 months, and the weapons that are being gathered used for fuel for Israel for 7 years, and they send out professional burials. It's a very strange passage written 2,500 years ago before the invention of nuclear weapons, and yet it seems like the writer is seeing the results of nuclear intervention, specifically the neutron bomb, as these hordes of forces are decimated on the mountains of Israel. In other words, they are defeated. And see, I believe that the Arabs, what is happening in the Muslim world is Hamas believes now in Hezbollah and Iran, they've got Israel surrounded. And in the 2006 summer war, when Israel had a skirmish with Hezbollah, Hezbollah came out and declared victory. And most Americans don't realize this, but that's what they did. Even though Hezbollah lost and was beaten back, Nasrallah came up, and out of hiding, by the way, probably in Syria, and declared that they had actually beaten the Israeli army. And so now we see this boldness, and of course, added to that, the vitriol and the saber rattling from Iran, and they are ready to go at it. When's that going to be? I have no clue. But with the assassination a month ago of Mugnaya in Syria by a car bomb, which is the Israelis have sworn they had nothing to do with it. It could have been a CIA operative or MI6. Who knows who got this guy, but they got him. And Nasrallah has declared an open war with Israel. So they're going to go at it, and they're going to go at it soon. And I believe it's the fulfillment of ancient prophecy.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Lynn here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. We're talking about his book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And Lynn is saying that if you look and see what's going on in the Middle East today, the alignment of nations against Israel, it's almost like going back and reading Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's his contention, and it's my belief as well, that things are lining up for a massive war in the Middle East, which is ultimately going to affect what happens right here in America, not only from the loss of oil that we're going to have, but I believe that Russia and China eventually will come into this war, and there will be nuclear retaliation against America. But don't worry, our leaders have destroyed all of our defenses, and there's no defense for the common people. They're making preparations for the elite and for the congressmen and for the president and for the vice president. But, of course, no protection at all for the individual. Protection is up to us. We're supposed to look after ourselves, but they're not warning us. They're not giving us any guidance. And pick the story up, Lynn.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, dovetailing into that, all we need to do is look at Katrina, and that's like a dry run of what we may be up against here. In other words, you know, we see that the government moved very slow. Certainly the federal government, you know, moved at a snail's pace. And, you know, years after the event, block after block of abandoned houses just remain there. So the whole thing, I mean, it's unbelievable when you actually go in and see what Katrina did, and the fact that very little has been done, you know, in some of those neighborhoods. And to me, that's a microcosm of what's going to hit in this country. There's a in the book Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, there's a whole chapter on what I believe is the two-prong attack, and this is based on the writings of, it's well researched, I believe. I've gone in and taken the work of other people who have you know, got inside information on the idea that there are between 2 and 20 suitcase nukes already in this country, probably and more than likely smuggled over the southern border, which of course remains porous. Now, you know, after 9/11, 7 years later, the southern border is still not sealed. Congress talks about putting up the fence, blah, blah, blah. Just a bunch of nonsense. Smoke and mirror. They just kind of run it up the flagpole when the American people kind of get antsy about it and actually, you know, are stirred from their sleep and their pabulum of Britney Spears and the antics of Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan and the crew. They kind of awaken and kind of go, well, maybe we should seal the southern border. Oh, don't worry, it's going to be sealed, and Congress just passed this law. We've got 35 miles of it built. Look, bunch of nonsense. And so all the drugs which continually keep the American children in bondage to this just junk keeps coming up through the southern border, and as well as possible jihadists or terrorists with phony Spanish passports and Mexican ID stuff. And, you know, I'm laughing because every now and then they do catch someone, and it does make national news. You need to know where to look. But the whole idea of the southern border being porous and the idea of 2 to 20 suitcase nukes already in the country, I believe it's a two-prong attack, getting back on track here. I believe it's a two-prong attack that will happen, that the Ezekiel 38-39 war is in conjunction with the detonation of between 2 and 20 suitcase nukes that are already in the country. And, of course, I write about this in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Go into it, chapter and verse, lots of different quotes from different books, different authors who have just kind of plumbed the depth of this whole discussion. And what we don't realize in this country is that radical jihad is here to stay. It's not going away. And what the mindset of these guys is to kill and destroy every infidel, every Christian on the planet. As long as we're here, they need to dedicate the word to Allah. That's what they want to do. That's the end game of the radical jihadists. They want the world to fall, to be Muslim. They want a worldwide caliph, in other words, Sharia law established over the entire globe. That's their end game. And they hate our freedom. They hate our way of life. They hate our liberty. And I believe there's between 2 and 20 suitcase nukes in this country. When they go up against Israel, which, by the way, to the radical jihadists is always called the lesser Satan, we're the great Satan. And all we need to do is to look at the events of 9/11 and realize that how many of the hijackers were from Saudi Arabia? Anyone? And when we realize that this thing isn't going away, and that's why I believe, and I write about this, it's a two-prong attack. As they come up against the nation of Israel, they will then detonate those dirty nukes, because they need to take us out of the way. They need to take us out of the game so they can go up against Israel and attempt to wipe her out. And, of course, they will lose that war. As Ezekiel 38:39 plainly states, on the mountains of Israel, those nations will be decimated. But I believe that in this country we will see between 2 and 20 suitcase nukes detonated, which will then put us into total chaos. And all we do need to do is to look at Katrina and the events of Hurricane Katrina to see what kind of response the federal government may have. And, of course, this may bring about martial law in this country, a loss of freedom in this country, and certainly the populace will be in utter panic. But you see, Dr. Stam, there's something behind this. There's a force, a Luciferian agenda behind all this to bring about the rise of the Antichrist. And I believe that this war of Ezekiel 38 and 39 will then trigger supernatural events, which every man, woman, and child on this planet will then see. And this supernatural event is going to be just unprecedented. It'll be unbelievable. It'll change the worldview of most Christians who aren't rooted and grounded in Scripture, and aren't born again, certainly. And the secular world will just lockstep behind this grand illusion, a grand deception, which is coming on the earth. And you say, well, gee, Lynn, you know, where are you getting this from? And, of course, I'm drawing from the second Thessalonians, where Paul says that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders to deceive the elect. If that were possible, Jesus himself says that the elect would be deceived if that were possible, that men fainting from fear of what is coming on the earth. And my research for over 25 years have been with the whole UFO phenomenon. And I realize that, you know, all of a sudden I'm pulling UFOs out of the bag and people go, whoa, what's that? But you realize that there are over 10,000 sightings per year. Crop circles continue every year. Cattle mutilations continue yearly. The abduction phenomena isn't going away. There's now a series on the WE channel, which is a women's channel, on satellite or cable, whatever, and these women come up and they talk about their abduction experience, and it goes on for an hour. Different women, anyway, this is what's happening on the planet.
Oh, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so very much, Lynn.
Thanks,
Dr.
Stan.
Talk to you later. Bye bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. 45. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Friends and listeners, the funeral services for Michael Corbin will be held Thursday, March the 27th at 10 a.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church, 4377 Utica Street, just west of Tennyson. You can call 303-455-1664 for more information. Donations can be made to the Michael Corbin Memorial Fund at any First Bank branch.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and Curtis Lynn was wrapping up his discussion, talking about the supernatural things that are happening. There really is a supernatural. There really is another dimension. There really are demonic forces out there. And you can't understand any of the things going on unless you understand this supernatural element to everything that's going on today. And you ask, why would people give their whole lives working towards the ultimate destruction of humanity? Why would people enter these organizations dedicated to population control and the murder of literally billions of people? Well, because they're driven by a spiritual force, in the same way that many men give their lives for the Christian faith, and they become Protestant ministers, they become priests, because they believe that what they're doing is going to bring about a better world. Those who worship Lucifer do exactly the same thing. They think they're going to bring about a better world, and they're going to thwart God's plan for the world. And what we are involved in is a spiritual battle between the two forces, the battle that's been going on since the time of the Garden of Eden. And, of course, those of you who remember my program here the last day or so with Warren Smith, I guess it was yesterday, where, of course, we're seeing how Oprah Winfrey is using CBS and XM Radio to push these ideas that we are God. This is a Luciferian concept. Well, I'm not God. God is in a completely different category than you and I, but there are literally millions of Americans who are embracing the religion being pushed by Oprah Winfrey and Marianne Williamson and of course, Robert Schuller and the others, that, of course, the New Age is the real answer to what's going on. And this is Luciferian. This is why you need to get my talk on the forbidden secret. That's the forbidden secret. It will introduce you to this age-old secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. Our four tape, our four CD set on the secret behind the secret, Rhonda Byrne's best-selling book, sold over 5 million copies on the secret. And in the end, they tell you what the secret is, and that is that you are God. Did you know you were God? Well, that's what they claim, but of course, that's what Lucifer wants you to believe. That was the message in the Garden of Eden. If you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall be as God, and ye shall never die. That's Lucifer's promise. It's a false promise. Don't believe it. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Lynn Marzulli's book, if you have access to the Internet, spiraloflife.com. That's the DNA spiral, the spiraloflife.com. And if you want to get his telephone number, you can always call our 800 number, and we'll get it to you. Of course, our number is 800-544-8927. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is still seminal to understanding what's going on today. In other words, a simple introduction to this whole spiritual battle. And all the secret societies that do exist today, but of course they all have the same goal, the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. And with that will come terrible suffering in our land. Begin making your preparations financially, certainly as far as laying in supplies. And if you'd like a emergency food catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. But even more than that, spiritually. Because if you're not in proper relationship with our Lord, you're going to panic like most people are, and I believe there's going to be chaos in our nation. Imagine 1,000 Katrinas hitting America all at one time, and nothing on the shelves of their stores. Our number 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free catalog, a free letter, pray for America, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.